know me, I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show. You see, a lot of shows like to run off at the mouth all the time about how nice guys finish last, but only one show will tell you how to finish first, and you are listening to that show right now. Now, I'm locked and loaded and ready to go today. So what do we have first? Do we have email or do we have voicemail? Okay, well, voicemail it is.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission.
Victory Unlimited.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission.
We're on a mission.
We're on a...
Hey, man. Love the show. It's about time us guys had someone helping us out for a change. I just went through something that I hope you'll talk about. My girl and I had been together for about 2 years, and about 3 months ago, she started acting funny. She was hot for me one day and then cold to me the next. Then she started saying things to me like she didn't want us to rush things, that she needed some space, and that she needed some time to figure out where our relationship was heading. After about another month of this, we made a mutual decision to call it quits. I'm still kind of confused, though, because I still don't know really what happened. And she never told me. So my question to you is this. Why do some women give out so many mixed signals?
Uh-oh. You hear that sound? You know what that means? We just got hit with some enemy propaganda, troops. Keep your heads down.
Stand ready, on the alert all over the world.
Against a hidden enemy, an enemy that can destroy morale, rob the soldier of the will to fight, and even trick him into surrendering. Enemy propaganda.
It's a strange, shadowy world of the doctored photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie. Now, some of this material to us is comical. Some of it is tragic. Some of it's weird. Some of it's dull. But all of it has the single purpose of selling discouragement and defeat.
Hey, man with no name, tell you what, I'm going to call you Clint just for fun. And if there's anybody out here who doesn't get that reference, just Google it and then come back and rejoin the rest of us. Anyway, Clint, looks like you said something that tripped my enemy propaganda alarm. Matter of fact, looks like you said a couple of things to be exact. You probably don't realize it, but you just brought up two big pervasive myths. Number one, you brought up the myth of the mutual breakup. And number two, you just brought up the myth of the mixed signals. Okay, now let's start with myth number one, the myth of the mutual breakup. You see, what happens in situations like this is really just a subtle form of projection. When you hear some celebrity couple on TV, somebody on the radio, or even somebody in real life talk about how they mutually decided to break up, that's usually not the case. The whole line that people like to throw out that says, hey, we decided to end the relationship, or we decided to go our separate ways so that we could just part as friends. Most of the time, that's just pure nonsense. Now, sure, there may be some instances where this could actually be true, but the majority of the time, people who claim to have mutually decided to break up, they only say that for one of two reasons. They're trying to either save face by not looking like that they were the one who was really, really trying to hold on to that failing relationship, or they were just so beat down mentally and emotionally by the situation that they now just accept that other person's point of view. That other person, the one who decided they wanted to leave the relationship, they accept their point of view as their own. Now, some of you may think that that's strange, but you better believe that you got some friends who have been rejected by someone that they were really into. But now that it's over, they've now convinced themselves that they actually never got rejected in the first place. You see, what they've been dabbling in is a little bit of revisionist history, because now they will tell you that they decided that they wanted to end the relationship at the same time as their girl did. Do you see what they did there? You see how this works? It's basically like relationship Stockholm syndrome. No, sir. There's actually no such thing as a mutual breakup, because two people don't lose interest in each other at the exact same time. Two people don't lose all passion for each other in synchronicity. What really happens is that one person wants out of it first, and then the other person eventually, usually reluctantly, decides to just give up on trying to fight to keep it together. My man, when the passion is almost all the way gone from a relationship, then their relationship starts to roll out of control and it's hard to stop. And that's especially true when one person has made up in their mind that it's over. Around here, we basically call that relationship free fall. When the heat of a woman's passion for you in the relationship keeps dropping further and faster, then you can keep coming up with ways to try to stop it. So don't lie to yourself. It wasn't a mutual breakup. You weren't the one behind the steering wheel who drove the relationship off the cliff. You were just along for the ride. So that's the first thing you said that set off my enemy propaganda alert. But oh no, you couldn't just stop there, could you? The second thing that tripped the alarm was when you actually said that women give you mixed signals. That also isn't really true. I know. It seems like it's true. And sometimes there may be a woman or two out there who will purposely try to mislead you about how they really feel about you for some ulterior motive. But just like that last myth I just dismantled, this happens so rarely that it's not worth really considering in this case. Most of the time, what we call mixed signals aren't really mixed signals at all. They're missed signals. And the reason why we as guys miss a lot of the signals that women give us is because we actually have the option to lie to ourselves, and we use it often. You see, when we get two conflicting statements, or when we see two conflicting sets of evidence about something as it pertains to the women in our lives, rather than checking our gut, rather than us finding a way to remain objective when we look at it, what we do usually is just pick the evidence that we want to believe. That's right. We lie to ourselves. Sometimes it's out of pride. Sometimes it's out of ego. Or sometimes it's just out of wishful thinking, depending on the situation. Only we know for sure. Whenever we see a girl's behavior towards us start to change, what we should do is pay attention. Not that you should be checking for clues 24/7, but every now and then, it's a good idea to emotionally just step back from the relationship and run an evaluation. And we should do this for two reasons, actually. Number one, to make sure that we're staying on top of things, to make sure that we're doing what we need to do, and to make sure that we keep doing the things that we need to do to make it good and to keep it good. And the number two reason, of course, is to make sure that she's upholding her end of the relationship seesaw, so to speak. You hear what I'm saying to you? You see, if you pay attention, now maybe not all the time if she's actually an Oscar caliber actress, but definitely most of the time, if you pay attention, you can see when a woman's feelings towards you are starting to change. Let's keep this basic. Let's keep this simple. Let me tell it to you like this. Here's just a few examples of some things you need to notice, and you need to always notice. Women who are still into you will still compliment you. They'll still show up on dates on time. They'll let you know that they're enjoying your company. They don't take you for granted, and they still act, for the most part, like they're glad to be with you. Now, on the other hand, women who aren't into you anymore, or women who aren't still into you, they usually start criticizing you a lot. Yeah, they'll criticize you all the time, it seems like. They'll start testing you a lot. They'll start acting like they can take you or leave you. Sometimes they'll start to even flirt with other guys right there in front of you, and just generally just start disrespecting you in more ways than I care to list and you probably care to remember. The main message that I'm trying to communicate to you is that paying attention to a woman's enthusiasm and her passion for you is really, really important, because nothing else tells the real story of your relationship better than her acts of passion towards you or her lack of passion for you. You get what I'm saying? Hey, we've all been there. We've all experienced how hard it is, how disappointing it can be to watch what we thought was a good thing fall away or die away. But you will get past this. Why? Because most of us also know what it's like when a woman is really, really into us. A woman that's really into you won't make excuses to distance herself from you. She'll make excuses to get closer to you. But that's the exact opposite of the scenario that you were just in. You chose to take the things that your now ex-girlfriend was saying to you at face value. You didn't really want to hear the meaning behind those words that she was saying to you. But hey, I won't really fault you for that, because sometimes you have to be really, really well versed in what we call babe linguistics to know what some women are really saying to you sometimes. But fortunately for you and everybody else out there listening, we here at the Victory Unlimited show are well versed in babe linguistics. We actually have a babe linguistics translator right here in this bunker. So I'll tell you what, let's take a quick look at some of the things that she said to you, and then we'll tell you what she really meant. Now, according to you, what she said was, "I don't want to rush things." But what she really meant was, "Hey, let's hold up on making any long-term commitments right now, because I might find somebody that I like a little bit more than I like you." Also, according to you, what she said was, "I need more space." But what she meant was, "Since I'm already on the fence about you anyway, the more you keep trying to pressure me, the more you keep trying to get closer to me, the more unattractive you become and the more turned off by you I get." And lastly, according to you, what she said was, "I need some time to figure out where our relationship is headed." But what she meant was, "You're not my number one choice, but I think I just might have found the guy who is my number one choice. But it's still kind of new, so I'm going to keep you around on the back burner for now. You know, just in case I need to keep looking for a guy that I think is better than you are." Now, I could go on and on, but I'm sure you get the picture. The funny thing is, if you had the battle plan, you'd already know all of this by now. The hardcore truth is that what you really need to do is just own up to the fact that you were really just still into a girl who had stopped being into you. Now, it's good that you didn't say anything on your call about trying to get back with her, because if you had, I would have had to rip you a new one. So just go ahead and embark on a mission to go and find you somebody new, and just focus on not making the same old mistakes with this new one after you find her. Start paying closer attention to the signals that women give you, because hopefully, as you can see by now, whenever a woman starts giving you mixed messages, then guess what? That is the message. Mixed signals most of the time are just the first clue that she has mixed feelings for you. Now, if you find yourself in a similar type of situation in the future, if you can remember to arm yourself with this kind of intel early on by paying close attention to what's going on in the relationship, then you'll have a chance to either try to win her over, or you can just let her go first. That way, you'll at least be able to save yourself from playing months worth of mind games that you will never win.
The best defense against enemy propaganda is truth. The soldier who understands how enemy propaganda works is forewarned and forearmed. In this knowledge lies his strength.
The Victory Unlimited show is brought to you by the Victory Unlimited Battle Plan, saving men from themselves, one man at a time. Come and join us at victoryunlimitedshow.com and find out how you can get the classified intel on how to win the war, to attract, engage, and execute better relationships with women by becoming a better man.
Okay, now we got an email from Craig. He's 26, from Memphis, Tennessee, and the title of Craig's email is, "Help, my girlfriend is in love with a bad boy thug criminal. I repeat, the title of Craig's email is, Help, my girlfriend is in love with a bad boy thug criminal. And Craig writes, Hey, VU, what's up, man? I just found your website by accident, but I've been coming back to it ever since. Here's a situation for you that I want some input on. I'm a cool, laid-back, well-educated kind of square dude. I'm not a nerd or anything. I'm just not what you call a hardcore type of guy. In fact, if you look up the phrase nice guy on Wikipedia, you see my picture. Anyway, I tell you all this because I recently met a woman that has my head totally messed up. She's about my age, and I met her on U of M campus one day a few months ago. She's tall and has the body of a stripper, but the mind of a scholar. I mean, seriously, this girl is smarter than I am. Turns out she had just gotten out of a long relationship with some bad boy thug dude. He was actually still in jail when I met her. And it should come as no surprise to you that she said that he had dogged her out pretty good. And she was still trying to recover from that. From what she said, she loved him, but he didn't love her. So we decided to take it slow. So after we'd been dating for almost 2 months, I thought things were cool, but I was wrong. What I noticed was that the things we used to do at the beginning started to bore her. She used to like a lot of the normal date stuff we used to do, like dinner, movies, going to Grizzlies games, playing miniature golf, and whatever. But then she started looking sad all the time and then wanted us to start doing other things like going to different nightclubs all the time, going to different places in town where a lot of thug type guys and hood rats like to hang out. She started saying that she wasn't feeling it with me as much as she used to at the very beginning. She started trying to pick fights with me over little things just to stir up drama, it seems. Then, the last ridiculous thing that she did that really pissed me off was she started trying to talk crazy to me in public, in front of her friends and my friends. But get this, when I walked away, she got even madder. The next day, she told me that she was disappointed because I didn't put her in her place. VU, what the hell is that supposed to mean? I swear, this girl didn't act this way in the beginning. It was like she was play-acting all along. And then the real her suddenly started to come out. So I couldn't take it anymore and I broke it off. To tell you the truth, I was feeling kind of bad for ending it because I had actually started to fall hard for her before she turned crazy on me. But then I saw her a couple of weeks ago with some thugged out dude. I later found out that that was the same dude that she was in a relationship before, the same guy that she was with before her and I got together, the same one who dogged her out. I know that he's not right for her, and I know that she would be better off with me. Even though she's now back with this guy, she's also started back to texting me again lately, and I'm actually thinking about giving her another chance. But before I do, here's my question for you. Why is it that so many girls out here just love these bad boy thug criminal type guys? Craig, I just looked up the phrase nice guy on Wikipedia and I didn't see your picture. So why you lying, Craig? You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie. Look, my bad. I just had a Friday flashback. But seriously, I see that you must be new around here. And since that's the case, here's what we're going to need for you to do. Push pause on this particular show and then go to victoryunlimitedshow.com and download another show I did on this same subject. It's called Mission Number 14, Objective. Do you have to be a bad boy to get bad girls? Yeah, that's right. Stop listening to this show right now and go back and listen to that one so you can be fully briefed and up to speed on what we're about to go into right now. Yeah, that's right. Go ahead. We'll wait.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission.
Victory Unlimited.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission.
We're on a mission.
Okay, we're back. Now, to get back to today's question of why so many women go for bad boy thug criminals. You didn't mention anything about her being on drugs herself or her actually being a criminal type chick herself. So I'll rule out her actually being the exact mirror image of that bad boy thug criminal guy that she's so into. What you're dealing with here is a woman who has a fascination, an attraction, and a preference for drama that only a walk on the wild side is going to give her. One of the realest and most heartbreaking things that most nice guys are ever going to learn is that there are probably more women out here who are turned on by impoliteness, naughtiness, friction, tension, and conflict than they are by politeness, niceness, and peacefulness in the men that they meet. Now, of course, this doesn't apply to all women, but I'm pretty sure that it applies to the woman that you wrote in about. This woman that you've been dealing with is not a bad girl herself. She's one of those kinds of wannabe bad girls that like to live vicariously through the quote-unquote badness of others. You know, like that bad boy thug criminal guy that she was probably thinking about all the time she was with you. You see, her and a lot of women like her just love to pick wild, rebellious, thuggish men because the only form of masculinity that they're cognizant enough to recognize is one that is so basic and so extreme that it borders on caricature. They go for the swagger more than the character. Like she told you, they go for the man who, quote unquote, can put them in their place. All you guys out there who have heard that one before, raise your hands. Yeah, I see that hand. I see you out there. Yeah, they go for the guy who is so unpredictable that they never know what he's going to do. They find that exciting. All you ladies out there who have girlfriends who are hooked up with bad boy thug criminal type guys, I know you've heard them go on and on and on about them. You know, telling you stuff like, girl, he's so exciting. He always keeps me guessing. I don't know what he's going to do. Girl, he's so forceful and aggressive. I don't know why I love him. I just do. Yeah, everybody who's heard women say that kind of stuff, I want you to raise your hands now, too. Looks like everybody in the crowd has their hands up for some reason. Interesting. Yeah, those particular kind of women always talk like that in the beginning because they're all caught up in their emotions because the bad boy, thug, criminals, those kind of guys, they're so exciting. They're so bold. They're so aggressive. Yeah, now that's how it starts. But that ain't how it ends, is it? Yeah, it always starts like a typical romance novel, but it usually ends like an old episode of Cops. You know, with her running down the street in a bathrobe with one house you own and one house you off with a toe-up weave and rollers in her head while that same bad boy thug criminal guy is chasing her, drunk or out of his mind on drugs, with a beer bottle in his hand wearing a dingy white wife-beater t-shirt until the police finally tackle his ass to the ground. Then, the very next scene will be them grabbing him by his head, ducking him down and putting him in the back of a police car. And she's sitting there on the curb crying and rocking back and forth, talking about some he crazy. While the lady from next door is sitting down there with her, patting her on the back, trying to console her. At the same time, thinking to herself, just how stupid is this woman? Just how stupid can one woman be? Yeah, there are some women out there who may like to say that they want a man who can put them in their place, but it's a damn shame when that place winds up being the hospital, or worse, the morgue, if they never learn to upgrade their choice in men. In other words, as Mike Ramey, the author of the Mike Ramey Commentaries, would probably say if he were here today, ladies, if he currently has a prison number, you might not want to give him your number. Enough said. But then again, for women like the one that you just wrote in about, Craig, that's probably not advice that she'd take anyway. You're probably just another straight-laced college guy to her, so you're no big deal. I mean, you said that she was a smart girl, but if you judge by her actions, she doesn't seem to be acting too smart right now, does she? I mean, she likes dudes on their way to prison, not Princeton. Now, it's true that most women like a certain level of excitement, spontaneity, and mystery in a relationship. But when you run into a woman who is addicted to having the type of unhealthy level of drama in their relationships that only a bad boy thug criminal type of dude can provide, then you ass out like a plumber, chief. And that's actually a good thing, because that can actually save you a bunch of unwanted emotional strife, and sometimes it can even save your life. Divorce courts, hospitals, and graveyards are just full of misguided nice guys who rushed in, thinking that they can save or rescue some chick from a bad boy thug criminal type dude, when she really doesn't even want to be saved. Which unfortunately reminds me of a story.
Now it's time for a Victory Unlimited True Life War Story.
Years ago, I knew a guy who actually wound up going to prison because he fell in love with a woman who was in love with a thug. To protect their identities, I'll call him Sean and I'll call her Amanda. To be point blank honest, Sean was a bit of a nice guy, kind of square, and didn't really know how to talk to girls. Amanda was a very attractive girl, but she was a party girl and a girl who was known to date a lot of these thug type, drug dealer type of guys. But in spite of all of this, Sean still wanted to get with her. So when one day Amanda struck up a conversation with him and basically asked him out, he thought that it was his luckiest day on earth. Because remember, Amanda was one of the finest girls around. So from the first day he went out with her, he was hooked. But the problem was, she wasn't. Turns out that she was an undercover drug addict herself, who was actually in love with one of those thug guys she used to date. So when that particular bad boy thug criminal got out of jail, she immediately left Sean and got back with him. But see, the thing is, she didn't tell Sean that she got back with that guy of her own free will. No, she told him that the thug guy, quote unquote, made her get back with him. But she didn't stop there. She even went into full drama queen mode and told Sean that the guy wouldn't even let her out the house to tell Sean that it was over in person. So what did Sean do? He went into full rescue mode. He grabbed an old gun that his dad had. It was a 32 automatic. He drove over to that guy's house to, quote unquote, save Amanda at the same time as some other drug dealers had just rolled up. They started shooting. The drug dealer dude started shooting and Sean started shooting. The end result was that the girl's drug dealing boyfriend, he was killed. The other guys got away. Sean was the one who got arrested for the murder, and he did years in prison for manslaughter. Now, on a side note, the interesting thing was that the police report originally stated that the drug dealer guy was actually killed by a .38 caliber bullet. But by the time the case went to trial, for some odd reason, that same police report had been changed so that it now showed that the drug dealer was killed by a .32 caliber bullet. Now, what am I saying here? Am I saying that there was some foul play involved in that police report? Was the guy really killed by a .32 caliber bullet after all? Or did someone just change it just to wrap that case up all nice and easy just because now they actually had Sean in custody and his gun as evidence? Who knows? Only those involved know for sure. The take-home message is that if Sean had never went over there in the first place to try and save a thug lover chick, he wouldn't have had to spend all those years in jail now, would he?
This has been a Victory Unlimited True Life War Story. You'll hear more next time.
To this day, Sean still doesn't really know if he shot the guy or not, but the damage to his life has already been done. There's nothing he can do to change the past. But you, Craig, you can do a lot to stop a bad situation by aborting this rescue mission that you're being tempted to go on. You see, we seem to be on two different missions here, soldier. You're out there playing Captain Save-A-Ho while I'm in here playing Captain Save-A-Bro. And if one of us is going to succeed in our mission, it's going to be me. You hear what I'm saying to you? Life is too short to waste it chasing after a woman who prefers men who are so different from who you are at your core. Sure, as a man, you should always do things to make your relationships with women more exciting, more spontaneous, and more surprising, but never at the expense of changing the things about yourself that make you who you are, those things about you that are good, that are working, that you are proud of. I find it, shall we say, disappointing that you're actually considering lowering who you are just to go and pursue a woman who clearly does not prefer guys like you. I don't know how you did it, but somehow you managed to go to college and find a chick who'd rather date crooks. I'd advise you to look around you instead. There's got to be more girls there at the University of Memphis or anywhere else that you can choose from that will actually prefer a guy like you. Because the girl that you're talking about ain't the one. Something else that you need to consider is that she's probably just been reaching out to you from time to time just to take a break from all of that drama that she really likes most of the time. If she really wanted to be with you, she'd have stayed with you. Let me tell you what this is really about. Here's some hardcore truth for you. This battle between good guys and bad guys is really a battle between order and chaos. You see, to a lot of women, good guys or genuinely nice guys represent order, and bad boys represent chaos. Usually the younger, the more immature minded, or the less spiritual the woman is, the more she'll be into the bad boy thug criminal types. But by contrast, the older or the more mature minded or the more spiritual the woman is, the more she'll be attracted to good guys. Of course, there are exceptions to every rule, but the exceptions are so rare in these scenarios that you better believe that those exceptions are exactly what proves the rule. No matter what their ages are, there'll always be a certain group of women who will actively go and seek out chaos in the world, in their lives, and in their men to match the chaos that they feel inside. You see, these men, these bad boys, these thugs, these criminals feel that need. In a sense, these women are drawn to what they are, what they want to fix, or what they secretly want to be. And by the way, when you flip it around, this also applies to some men too. But since this is a show for men about women, we'll have to get into that another day, because this whole chaos and order thing goes deep. You see, there is a certain amount of peace, emotional security, and contentment that comes with order that will eventually turn off women like the one that you were hooked up with. You ran into a woman who just cannot keep her juices flowing for an orderly relationship like she can for a chaotic one. Why? Because at her current level of awareness, she started to misinterpret it as boredom. And then she started to get restless because she was addicted to having more drama in her life. This is why she left you. And by the way, this also explains why women like this, if they never elevate to a higher level of thinking, to whereas they'll know what a healthy relationship is supposed to look like, supposed to feel like, supposed to be like. They'll always be the ones that you hear about who routinely leave their rich boyfriends, dependable husbands, and good guy lovers to go and chase after the epitome of chaos, the bad boy thug criminal type guy. But thankfully, all women aren't like that. And that's why you can't let this stop you from moving on to meet better women for you. Actually, you're a lot like the guy from earlier in this same show. Sometimes you can't save the relationship, nor should you. Sometimes you can't save the woman. Sometimes you have to just focus on saving yourself. You have to believe that better things, better opportunities are waiting for you just up ahead. I know it gets hard sometimes, but just because it's hard doesn't mean that you can't do it, that it's impossible. You have to keep moving forward. Life is about opportunities, possibilities. And in life, there are things known and things unknown. And in between those two things are the doors. We're always entering something or exiting something, or someone is always entering our lives or exiting our lives. But the good news is that sometimes people have to leave our lives to make room for somebody else to come in. Somebody better for us. You don't really lose anything when the wrong person leaves you. So keep your eyes open, your head up, and your ears sharp, soldier. Why? Because it's usually just a matter of time. Whenever a back door slams, there's a front door about to ring.